latest news on your smart speaker whenever you want. Just say, play BBC News for Scotland.
You're listening to Drive Time on BBC Radio Scotland. 80295 is the number. Now, the Olympics, they've introduced a number of new sports this year. Skateboarding, surfing and climbing, giving them the spotlight like never before. Great news for those sports looking to get more people on board. What does it all mean, though, for traditional sports? Football, still by far our most popular sport. No sign of that abating, but it looks like some rugby and cricket clubs are struggling for new members. Could newer sports pick up any slack here? Are sporting habits changing, especially when it comes to young people? David Ferguson is director of the Observatory for Sport in Scotland. They look at ways we can use sport activity to support communities. Scott Mitchell, Scottish Surfing Federation. Ali Hay is a Ninja Warrior finalist. Oh, I've got to come to you first, Ali Hay. Hello.
How are you getting on? You all right?
What's a Ninja Warrior? What do you do?
Oh, a ninja is basically a full body challenge where you start at the beginning of course and you have X amount of obstacles between you and the finish point and you have to get there. It challenges pretty much your entire body, full anatomy. Yeah, it's also a big TV show out here, but internationally it's taken off as a really big sport at the minute.
Wait, where's out here?
The UK has its Ninja Warrior UK with ITV. Right. It's a big franchise worldwide, but yeah, the sport itself's grown huge.
All right, David Ferguson, you'll have looked at the numbers. What's changing in terms of trends?
Well, I mean, you know, it's been great to see it in the Olympics, John. You know, it's a great opportunity to open eyes. But we're, at the OSS, we're receiving and studying research on a daily basis. And there's been quite a shift going on globally for some time from the traditional club-orientated sport to that wider variety of sports and more casual sport as well for quite a number of reasons. You know, when you look particularly at children, you know, and we've discussed this before, that we've lost that old street playground environment, playing in parks till dark, and many traditional sports have had to move into nice, safer facilities. And no matter how hard those facilities work to attract people, they're out of reach of many. So there's particularly in deprived communities, because they cost and because you need parents often to take children to them. But so youngsters inevitably migrate to other fun activities that don't cost or don't require parents' help. A second key reason that we've seen that migration is that the world's changed, of course, so teenagers don't have to put up with poor coaching or even abusive coaching on muddy, wet parks anymore, unlike the 70s and 80s when it's perhaps our only route to meeting friends. Now they've got lots of options. So our research at the OSS is showing that children still want to play. They definitely still want to play sport and they want to be out there with their friends, just as we did, John, as kids. But if it's not fun, they don't have to stick at it any longer because they've got options.
Yeah, and Scott Mitchell, I was struck on the telly the other night, as was producer Dom, this 3x3 basketball where you've got two teams playing against the same hoop, if you like, and you know, you've got these new sports coming forward and you now, you've got surfing in the Olympics. That must be huge for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, that's fantastic. And first, I'd like to say I'm super like a ninja warrior. That's super cool. And yeah, it's amazing to see surfing included, as well as all the other sports. And for so many people, it's not what you would call an in-your-face choice of sport. And it needs to have that sort of social highlight through TV, through the Olympics, for people to realise it's a thing, especially in Scotland. You know, I didn't realise as a kid I could even go surfing in Scotland, and it was only till much later in my adult life I actually discovered that, but I didn't see any of that on TV. You know, it was just a thing of dreams, really. So it's great for us to see it, and what that's able to give not only the Scottish Surfing Federation, but British Surfing, all the other home federations, and the individuals that surf, you know, we're able to help push them to a higher level straight away, just with the inclusion of the Olympics.
Ali Hay, I'm conscious you're an esports presenter, and, you know, if you think of esports, that's effectively gaming?
Yeah, it's really basically high-end gaming.
You think that will be in the Olympics?
I think eventually they're going to end up having to turn their hand to it in one way or another. These guys are being trained like athletes. They're, you know, they have training partners that work on their schedules. They have diet nutritionists keeping their food and their hydration intake correct. There's so much backing in it, especially in the technological industries, that it's kind of going that direction. As a host, I've kind of seen it grow at such a rate that, you know, I think it's kind of inevitable, really.
David Ferguson, the future of sport in Scotland then is what? Do you think rugby clubs are struggling for players, etc.?
Yeah, I mean, we have seen that. But at the same time, you're seeing some rugby clubs and other sports who are changing how they approach, how they attract young players and young people. We have got quite a dropout in Scotland from 11, 12 years on of teenagers. And those who ignore it and just imagine it's just a fact of life, they won't bring them back in. But those who are changing and adapting, and in many ways the Olympics is showing us how the sport has changed over the last couple of decades, those who are doing that, John, are finding ways to bring the children in. We've got as many children playing sport as we've ever had at the age of 8, 9, 10. They start to drop off significantly from 11, 12, and we have to do something about that because that's having an effect on health and education and wider society. But as you've heard from Ali, who's been a great ambassador for the OSS, we've brought him in to talk about and to learn from him about skateboarding and about Ninja and about other ways that he and others are bringing kids in. Right. If we listen to that, yeah, we will have kids involved. And traditional sport is still as important as it ever has been.
David Ferguson, Scott Mitchell, Ali Hay, thank you very much indeed. The future of sport is changing. Did you see the 3x3 basketball? Have you changed the way you view sports and take part? 80295. It's 4:31.